Yo, what's going on? It's your boy, Big Wavy Roy Johnson here.
Hello everyone, this is the interview queen, Alicia Tew.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis.
This is the professional Nathan Crew.
This is Veggie.
This is the Callahan Death Machine in withdrawal, and the face of Impact Wrestling, Sammy Callahan.
The one and only shot with Thunder Willie Mack.
This is Shreddy Breck, a.k.a. Mr. Clangin' and Bangin'.
And you're listening to...
You are listening to...
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious.
Broken But Glorious. Hey, yeah.
Hello and welcome to Broken But Glorious. I'm Chris Lapp and I'm delighted to be joined by this flying squirrel, Nick Davey.
The flying squirrel? Good evening. Sounds like a pub. Good evening.
It's Happy Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Fair enough. I've never ran one over. However, a friend I know has.
Yeah.
So that's I know. I think with squirrels you can't swerve out of the way. You have to just take it. It obviously could cause a more tragic accident. Sorry for all passionate squirrel fans listening.
I'm a very passionate squirrel fan, Nick.
I do apologise.
American grey squirrels are not one of our lovely red squirrels.
Good point.
I'm also joined by three-time wrestling author Oliver Newman.
Whoa!
How you doing this evening, lads?
I'm in Royal Rumble. Royal Rumble spirit, summon.
Yes, I can't wait. I've got Monday off.
Yep,
I'll probably watch it like three times in a day. I'll watch it live, and I'll watch it during the day, and I'll watch it with my kids in the evening.
Well, I'm flying back from Scotland on Sunday, so I'm hoping I won't conk out straight away on the Sunday night. But I'm hoping to get some friends. I'm encouraged from friends to try and take the Monday off as well, so we could together. That way, obviously, I will be watching it then live, and I won't fall asleep. So, yeah, here's hoping.
It tends to be the only pay per view I watch live because I can't not know. I can't go all day without avoiding who wins.
Last year was the first time I didn't stay up last year since 2011. It's horrible. I think I managed to see it. It's just everywhere when you look at your phone, you just, because there's no way around it, really, when it's not that big.
No, as I just said, all my YouTube notifications will all come through. Spoiling it, all my Facebook will spoil it, Twitter will spoil it.
I think it was Facebook that it was like someone I didn't even knew liked wrestling. So, yeah.
Yeah. Alright, so this week we'll be previewing both Worlds Collide and the Royal Rumble. But first, Nick has prepared a Royal Rumble special edition of A Question of Sports Entertainment. So, we're going to open the show with a quiz. So that's going to be fun. So, first round of your quiz.
Okay, well, yes, it certainly is. Got a Royal Rumble quiz to decide who goes first. I'm going to do a quick question. Whoever shouts out the first, along with the answer, we'll go with, you have to shout out Nick is the best, and then followed by the answer. Okay, just because I haven't done a random draw, see who would go first. So, whoever gets this right, by the way, will have two chances because it's a free round, obviously. Okay, the question is, decide who goes first. In 2008, Kane eliminated Santino Marella in how many seconds?
9 seconds.
Two seconds.
You haven't shouted out what the...
Nick is the best.
Not what I'm showing now.
Okay,
1.7 seconds.
Say again?
1.7 seconds.
I think it was a bit less than that. Passes over to Oliver.
0.2.
I think it was a bit higher than that. It was 1 second on the nose, I thought. So who goes closest there? Who,
me.
Okay, I was seven
over and Oliver was eight.
I see, yeah. Good bit of maths, that's why you do your job. Right, Chris to go first. Now, round one. They say it's the most unluckiest number, the number one entrant. However, it has produced new winners. So simply, for question number, for the first round, I want you guys to name wrestlers who have competed number one. However, you must say the year that they were the number one entrant. Does that make sense?
Yes.
So I want the wrestler, along with the year they were number one. Chris Lappin to start. And again, I will be pretty aggressive at the time.
Okay. Roman Reigns, 2016.
That is correct.
Okay. Shawn Michaels in 1995.
Yep, correct.
Bret Hart, 1989.
Incorrect.
Shawn Michaels in 1996.
Incorrect.
Really?
Indeed.
You sure about that, Nick?
100% sure.
Hmm.
Okay, Chris, the goat.
Undertaker, 2009.
Incorrect.
We're good at this, aren't we, Chris?
If we don't have to say the years as well. I know people have come out number one.
That's why it'd be too easy otherwise. This is Oliver's third go.
Shit.
10-second countdown.
When did you say about Reigns, Chris?
He said 2016.
2016. Five seconds. One second, Nick. I'm just trying to think. So he was number one in 2016.
Yes. Okay, I've really got to push you for an answer.
Okay. Dolph Ziggler, 2013.
Correct.
Oh, where?
Chris, the guy, fourth guy.
I'm going to go... which one was first? Smash, 1990.
No, incorrect. All of us
are going... Was Ric Flair number one in 1992?
Ric Flair. He was number three. He wasn't. No, he was not number one in 1992. Chris's last go. Currently 2-1, Oliver. Chris's last go.
Okay. Ted DiBiase, 1992.
1992, did you say?
Yeah.
You're incorrect. Oliver, your last go.
British Bulldog, 1996.
1996, was that?
Yeah.
Incorrect. So, end of round one, Oliver 2, Chris 1. Names you could have had, I'll really rattle through. 1988, Bret Hart. 1989, AX. 1990, Ted DiBiase. 1991, Bret Hart. 1992, British Bulldog. 1993 was Ric Flair. 1994 was Scott Steiner. 1995 was Shawn Michaels, which Oliver got right. 1996 was Triple H. That was the 1996 one, Oliver, was Triple H. 1997 was Crush. 1998, Cactus Jack. 1999, Stone Cold. 2000, D'Lo Brown. 2001, Jeff Hardy. 2002, 2003, Shawn Michaels. 2004, Chris Benoit. 2005, Eddie Guerrero. 2006, Triple H. 2007, Ric Flair. 2008, Undertaker. 2009, Rey Mysterio. 2010, Dolph Ziggler. 2011, CM Punk. 2012, The Miz. 2013 was Dolph Ziggler, which Oliver got right. 2014, CM Punk. 2015, The Miz. 2016 was Roman Reigns. 2017 was Big Cass. 2018 and was Sasha Banks and then Rusev. 2019 was Lacey Evans and then Elias.
Was Shawn Michaels number two in 96?
I'm not going to answer that question. Only because that could potentially give a clue for later on. So not being rude, but refusing to answer that question yet.
I know he's 2-1 to Oliver.
2-1 to Oliver at the end of round one. And Oliver to go next. But however, Chris does have the another round to go first. Don't forget. But Oliver will be going next, and he's 2-1 up. Exciting times.
This is the Callahan Death Machine in the draw, and the face of Impact Wrestling, Sammy Callahan. And you're listening to Broken but Glorious.
Right, so we've got Worlds Collide up this Saturday. We weren't, before the UK event, I don't think any of us were really looking forward to this show or knew what was happening. But
versus Rhea Ripley was announced, that got my attention.
I think I'm excited for every match on the show.
So and Dragunov versus Balor as well, but yeah.
It's coming in. So we start with Dragunov versus Balor. It's just going to be a great match.
I'm not seeing too much of Dragunov, obviously, when he's not been part of the takeovers, NXT UK, where it's difficult, because we don't tend to watch the TV show, but obviously, really big reputation, and a great showcase match against one of the best NXT UK, and obviously, WWE main roster talents you can possibly get, so... Yeah, just really looking forward to that match. I think it probably got Show Stealer written all over it, but there is a number of matches you could say that about.
Yeah, I have absolutely no clue who's going to win this. It looks like Dragunov's being pushed as maybe not the next contender for the UK Championship, but the one after that, because I think Taylor Bates is going for the next one. That seems the way they're pushing him at the moment. So, but I guess a strong showing against Balor. Be as good as a win.
I think Yeah, no, really looking forward to the whole show, to be fair. I think you hit the nail on the head before UK takeover. I had no interest in this. I'd have caught up with spoilers, but I just don't think I'd have the time to actually get round to watching the show as a whole. But really, definitely going to make the effort to watch it because it looks really interesting. But this match, yeah, I think I have a feeling this match will steal the show. Dragunov is, whenever I see him, he's absolutely fantastic. Really, I think could be a big deal in NXT UK this year. And Finn Balor obviously speaks for itself. I do love Balor's matches against some of the UK guys. You've got to look at his match against Jordan Devlin last year. And but who wins is a tough one. I think Balor should win in terms of where he goes. Obviously, he's come down from NXT. He hasn't had a sort of a massive win as of yet, has he? I know he's got his big match with Gargano at the TakeOver Portland. But I think, yeah, Balor probably does deserve the win. But as I say, I think with... when you do get wins, I've said it on the before show countless times, that if he was to win, it's not the end of Dragunov in any way. If anything, if Dragunov puts up obviously a great matchup, which I'm sure he will, it will do his career no harm whatsoever. So really, really, it's one of these matches where you're in a sort of safe and you can't really mess the booking up. Famous last words.
Don't say that, Nick.
I'm only thinking Dragunov might win because I'm guessing V Ripley's going to win and Garza are both going to retain their titles. So if they want to do a bit of 50-50 booking, then UK guys are going to have to win at least two of these matches.
See, the way I would book it is how Survivor Series was booked for the NXT brand. I'd have the UK brand come in and win a lot of the matches. And with regards to what you said, Nick, if it's the choice between Dragunov and Gargano in terms of which match Balor will lose... I think it's better for him to beat Dragunov than it is to beat Gargano, sorry.
Yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
So what's your predictions on this match then?
Balor win.
I think Balor wins, but Dragunov looks fantastic in losing.
Absolutely, yeah. Completely agree with that.
Yeah, my heart says Dragunov. My head says Balor. To book Balor in... going into Portland losing wouldn't make any sense. So then we have DIY reuniting to take on Mustache Mountain. Say again in this one, I can't see DIY losing. But then,
no, DIY has to lose this match.
Are they going to lose because they can't communicate? Or is it going to be interrupted?
Well, once
you said they can't lose, do you mean?
No, I said they have to lose this match. Like I said, NXT UK has to be booked incredibly strong on this show. If you look at the kind of the way NXT was last week, it's kind of an uneasy alliance, which could be broken just like that. So possibly miscommunication and an opportunity to see another Gargano champion match down the line.
Yeah, I also as well, I don't know if this key sort of overthinking this match. I think with what could also be a good get out way of NXT UK winning the matches, Trent Seven and Tyler Bate have obviously tagged team for a while. They haven't had any interruptions. They've obviously never had a feud between the two. Gargano and Ciampa obviously had a year, what was it, a team together for over a year. So you could even use that sort of thing that there could be minor miscommunications, but in the sense that it's more obviously Ben and Trent Seven and Tyler Bate with their. Obviously showing their more experience in a way as a tag team, if that makes sense. So
yeah.
You could even go down that route sort of thing. But so not necessarily saying it's multi-turning Gargano or Shemampi. I'm just trying to sort of kind of have a way that a logical way of them losing for it to make sense. And also I don't really want it to go down the route of NXT UK only wins matches when they when it's not a clean finish. So like if so, Undisputed Era came out or something. I don't want them to go down that route as well because I don't think that will do anyone any good whatsoever, especially on these sort of shows where it's the case of trying to show off the wrestling and the talent to try and almost build the new audiences for both brands, for NXT and NXT UK.
But if you look at, like you're saying about ring rust and stuff as tag team, if you look at the times as last week in the Dusty Classic, everyone had them picked to go through. And obviously they didn't. The Grizzled Young Veterans went for it. So, it could just be comes down to ring rust. And obviously, yeah. But like you said, Nick, they need to be booked strong, but the booking needs to be on point. It needs to be an NXT UK win over the show and obviously they have to be booked strong for the brand to you know, to increase its popularity and everything worldwide.
Absolutely, couldn't agree anymore.
Yeah, so you both going for Mustache Mountain wins? And...
Yeah, Mustache Mountain.
I think Mustache Mountain and. Sorry, getting my breath back. There's still sweat of breath from the counting out those names. No, I'm going to go.
I've never heard you talk so fast, Nick, to be honest.
It wasn't a nice sight I've heard. But I think, I think Moustache Mountain, as I say, but I hope they do it in a logical way, as I say, rather than just the easy way out sort of thing with, say, Undisputed Era coming out, or even if they just, as I say, even if it is, as I wouldn't be against a clean win for DIY, but I just think, yeah, NXT UK, it would be great to give them a win, and yeah, certainly for Tyler Bate, especially after his fantastic match on the last takeover. So yeah, Moustache Mountain for me.
I wouldn't have any Undisputed Era or interference in this match either. I understand why you could, but no, yeah. Keep them away from this match. Maybe have these guys involved for like the main event or whatever, but no, Undisputed Era don't need to be involved in this.
No, definitely. Yeah. I'm gonna have to go Mustache Mountain as well, even though my heart wants the DIY to reunite. And
so you got for Balor, Dragunov, and Chris, did you say?
I've gone for Balor as well.
So. Balor as well, yeah.
But I'm thinking Dragunov, because I'm guessing they want it to be 2-2 going into the final match. So is one of the UK guys going to win a title?
How many matches have been announced? Because we're only seeing 5 matches, and we've talked about 2 so far. Okay.
Yeah, the next match is the Cruiserweight Championship match. So it's Angel Garza, or Angel Garza, as he calls himself, against Isaiah Swerve Scott versus Jordan Devlin versus Travis Banks.
The two UK guys have been announced now, because they weren't last week. Yeah.
They had qualifier matches.
Is Travis Banks under 205 pounds?
Apparently so.
Seems like quite a big boy. Not big boy, but a bit bigger than 205.
Big strong boy there, Nick.
Yeah. Well, no, he does seem like he's more, but he's bigger than 205.
It's wrestling. There's no way Buddy Murphy's under 205. So
yeah, I know it sounds a bit petty, but this is why WWE really annoys me when they do stuff like that. I mean, I know it is a bit petty, but it is like you make it like it just defeats the whole sort of logic of it. But anyway, I'm sure it will be a great match.
Welcome to professional wrestling, Nick.
I know, but that's the thing. AEW, not to get into AEW, dude. They're just very good at doing logical things like that. It's just little things like that.
They find your gears, Nick.
Yes, they do. I mean, I'm not in a good mood tonight as it is with football, but yeah. Anyway, it will be.
I'm in a really good mood so far, but I emphasise it so far.
It will be a great match, though. I'm looking at it. I didn't actually know the UK guys were announced, because as Oliver said, it wasn't announced on NXT last week. So yeah, those names have really made that match even more interesting. So looking forward to the match. I actually would like to see Swerve Scott win it. I've got a bit of a soft spot for Shane. Well, as his name is Shane Strickland on the indie scene. Seen him wrestle a few times at various promotions. Every time he's fantastic. He's really done well in NXT, and I'm hoping this guy could be one of the breakout star in NXT this year. Exactly. I think he's just fantastic, and I think where better to start than take the belt. I know he hasn't held it for too long, Angel Garza.
Rush only held it for a couple of weeks. It's one of the titles that can hot potato a bit.
Yeah, I agree. I think I think the Cruiserweight title, no disrespect to the Cruiserweight, and I'm certainly not saying make it 24/7 or anything like that of hot potato, but I think that's one that it doesn't necessarily be on something for a long period of time. And in fact, sometimes it actually makes that even worse. I remember was it Gregory Helms once held it for a long time? I kind of lost interest in the Cruiserweight division when he was holding on to it for quite a while. I do actually quite like to see a hot potato. It's hard to freshen up the division, because there's loads of great cruiserweights.
Well, giving it to somebody like Jordan Devlin, just freshen it up a bit. It goes over to the UK brand.
It's not the worst idea in the world, and as you say, it could potentially happen. I think, to be fair, any of them have got a perfectly good case. We were saying on the show a couple of weeks ago about Travis Banks not having, or even last week on the show rather, with Travis Banks not really getting much of a look in on the card. Maybe he should sort of at the top of the card face someone, so maybe even giving the cruiserweight belt. It obviously broadens his horizon to the far audience watching NXT. He gets a bit more exposure.
He's had a few matches on NXT recently. So.
Yeah, so it could give him that bit more exposure. So I think all of them have got a good case. But as I say, I mean, there's loads of outcomes you could have this to sort of a size Scott there and Swerve Scott versus Angel Garza at the next TakeOver Portland for the Cruiserweight belt. So there's loads of outcomes. Deb, you say you could take it over to the UK brand, freshen up the title altogether, putting it on there, getting any, I presume, not to sound ignorant, but is 205 still a thing? Have you still got the show 205?
Yeah, 205 is.
Yeah, you could even get Devlin, if he's even on it, you could get Devlin and Banks onto that as well. Really would do them an amazing world of good being on that show, but it's just obviously it's new audiences again for them. So, as I say, I think all four of them have got a good case, but if I had to pick, I will say Angel Garza just for the sake of he's not held it for too long.
You don't tend to lose titles in multi-man matches.
Even when the odds are 25%, mm-hmm. He's only got a 25% chance of winning.
Or if he's got Steiner, he's got a 12.5, maybe something percent. for myself, just like looking at this match and taking into consideration what Nick just said, with the Portland show coming up, you could switch the title and then switch it back at Portland. So maybe Travis Banks could take the title and then lose it in nefarious circumstance in Portland, which would put WWE UK wrestler who's flirted with NXT in a prominent position on the card, which would be good.
Yeah.
The other thing that needs to happen is the colour of that title needs to change. If it's an NXT title,
it looks awful when he presented it 2 years or 3 years ago.
But when it's an NXT title now, it needs to be black and gold, doesn't it? I'm kind of torn on this. You could, like Nick said, he really explained it well, with the Portland show coming up, you could have the title change to then change back at Portland, and everyone kind of gets a good showing in that situation. But really love Angel Garza as the champion. And yeah, you know, there's so many different ways to go with it. So,
your pick.
It's a head and heart situation. My head says Angel Garza, my heart says Travis Banks, but I'm probably gonna go with that Angel Garza to retain.
I've loved Garza since he was an Impact, but I'm going to go with Jordan Devlin. I think that could be interesting.
Was Garza in Impact?
Yes.
I don't remember that. His uncle was. He was. But I don't remember him. Yeah.
Yeah, he was there. Did the same gimmick, ripped his pants off. And stuff.
Okay, so I got Bala, Mustache Mountain, Garza. So far it's 2-1 NXT.
So who's yours, Nick? You're going to go with Swerve?
No, I want to go for Angel Garza.
Yeah. Okay. Next up, we've got Rhea Ripley versus Toni Storm, which I still think they should have had Toni Storm going as champion. I thought that made it a bit more interesting.
Is it a title match?
Yes. So it's the women's title match.
Oh, wow. this isn't good because NXT UK aren't going to win this overall unless any other matches are announced. Because there's no way Rhea Ripley's losing the title so quickly unless, once again, she loses it to Toni Storm to win it back in Portland, which would put the NXT UK brand front row centre in possibly two matches. So, I don't see Rhea Ripley losing this one, though. It'd be a great match, though, as has been every match that they've had.
Yeah, I don't think it's absolutely impossible Ripley does lose. I mean, it would be very daft if she wasn't just beating one of the most dominant superstars in NXT history to actually claim the belt. Yep. But we've seen Storm beat her in the past. I think as well, Storm, it's not like Storm as well isn't, obviously it's not like Toni Storm isn't a regular, like, she is a bit of a regular on NXT as well. Like you see it, she's not like she's ready on it. She is often on the show. She was on the
Team
of Survivor Series as well.
Yeah.
I'm just looking at, obviously, Rhea Ripley's won this title after chasing it. That's what I'm thinking.
Could they have it so Ripley loses after distraction from Baszler, and then Baszler and Ripley have a showdown in the Royal Rumble? That could just build on the story.
Yeah, could work. Like I said, we want NXT UK to win this, but we're booking it like NXT UK is not going to win this.
That's the end of the... I think all the matches are unpredictable. There isn't like a definite winner in any of them, so that's what makes it so exciting. Right, so who do you think's going to win this?
Rhea Ripley.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley.
But yeah. Toni Storm could definitely upset the odds because obviously she's beat her before.
I might go with Toni Storm. I'll give my idea that Baszler distracts Ripley and then shenanigans will happen at Royal Rumble. Our main event, the 8-man tag, Imperium versus Undisputed Era. This should be fun.
Yeah, just Imperium wins because there's got it. Not necessarily like any miscommunication from Undisputed Era, but there's got to kind of be cracks, maybe. Somebody's got to win against Undisputed Era. So I think Imperium are, a fine group to take that win.
And in wrestling logic, Undisputed Era stood tall under the pay-per-view, so that means they're going to lose.
Yep.
Usually, if you stand tall at the end of Raw, you'll lose at the pay-per-view.
Yeah. So there is that too.
Who do you think will have the reddest chest at the end of this match?
Adam Cole, baby.
Kyle O'Reilly.
they're all so skinny. They'll be able to take proper chops from Walter. It's taken until he faced Joe Coffey to get it in full chop mode. Apart from when he faced that that thingy star in his debut match, who had just destroyed him. Oh, I can't remember. But, oh, yeah. So I think we're all going to go Imperium.
Imperium, yeah. They can't lose like 4-1 in this card. Which is what I've got it in my head at the moment.
I just don't want Undisputed Era to lose.
Something like Bobby Fish could take a loss to Walter. He wouldn't. As long as it's not Adam Cole.
That's true, actually, to be.
And I'm kind of thinking what Chris is thinking about Toni Storm, and if that happens, and then Imperium win this match, NXT UK win the show 3-2, so.
I'm just doing the usual logic. If you stand tall at the previous show, you lose at the pay-per-view. That's what that's. And you haven't had Imperium unless Imperium invade NXT on Wednesday, and then they stand tall.
Well, considering we're recording this on a Tuesday night, we can't look into the future. Just yet. Yeah.
So overall, out of 10, how much were you looking forward to the show before NXT Blackpool, and how much are you looking forward to now?
I think definitely more with the ending in Blackpool. I was looking forward to Toni Storm versus Rhea Ripley because that was kind of announced. And then Balor did the video package about Dragon Off this past Wednesday on NXT. But when the Undisputed Era jumped Imperium from behind in the Blackpool, that was fantastic. Yeah. So lots of matches that you think you can call, but it could go either way. So Probably about 7.5, 8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to this. As I say, every match can go either way, I think.
I am Miles Cameron, and if you want to be miles better, listen to the Broken But Glorious podcast now.
So it's time for the second round of Question of Sports Entertainment. So, Nick?
Yep, so we've all done the most unluckiest number to draw. We're now doing most favourable number to draw. Number 30 has drawn only one more winner, the number one, though. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I want you to name me wrestlers who have come out at number 30, along with the year that the Royal Rumble. Okay. And this time it will be Oliver to start. Everyone clear on the rules before we before I say go?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, Oliver to start.
I'm hoping I've got this correct because it's one of my favourite surprise returns, Royal Rumble-wise, because I watch it live. John Cena in 2008.
Correct.
God for that.
It's the Undertaker of the year.
I really talked that up too much. If I got it wrong. But
Undertaker 2009.
Incorrect. Ten seconds.
Edge 2011.
Incorrect. Christopher.
It was 1995. Was Adam Bomb.
1995? Did you say?
Yeah.
You're wrong.
Sorry, I love the way Nick built that one up.
Oliver to go.
Okay, another one that I think I remember clear as day because of the backlash. Rey Mysterio, 2014.
Correct.
Yeah, I couldn't think what year who that was.
It wasn't Daniel Bryan.
Chris, you're a third guy. You need to start getting some answers.
Yes.
Ten seconds.
Adam Bomb, 1984.
Correct.
That's impressive, that is, Chris.
I never even heard of him. Oliver's fourth guy.
Adam Bomb was fantastic for the cartoon era of WWF. And this is Women's Rumbles as well, yeah?
Correct. Yeah, correct.
Okay. Becky Lynch, 2019.
Incorrect.
What? Okay.
Nia Jax, 2019.
Correct.
Sugar.
Last go each, starting with Oliver. Two all currently in this round. Superb comeback by Chris.
Triple H, 2016.
Triple H 2016, did you say?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Yes.
Chris's last go of this round.
Because he was defending the title in
it, was it Batista 2011?
Batista 2011, was that?
Yes.
You're wrong. So at the end of that round, it's 3.
So I must have been close, Batista.
You were very close. You're 1 year out. He was 2010. So that's 3-2 to Oliver. Overall, it's 5-3 to Oliver. So still a last round. So still to play for. Other names you could have had. Right, 1988, Junkyard Dog. 1989, Ted DiBiase. 1990, Mr. Perfect. 1991, Tugboat. 1992, The Warlord. 1993, Randy Savage. 1994, Adam Bomb, which Chris got. 1995, Crush. 1996, Duke Drusy, I never heard of him. 1997,
Duke the Dumpster Drusy.
Yeah. 1998, Vader. 1999, China. 2000, X-Pac. 2001, Rikishi. 2002, Booker T. 2003, The Undertaker. 2004, Goldberg. 2005, Ric Flair. 2006, Randy Orton. 2007, Undertaker. 2008, John Cena, which Oliver got. 2009, Big Show. 2010, Batista, which Chris was 1 year out. 2011, Kane. 2012 Big Show, 2013 Ryback, 2014 Rey Mysterio, which Oliver got, 2015 Dolph Ziggler, 2016 Triple H, which Oliver got, 2017 Roman Reigns, 2018 Trish Stratus and Dolph Ziggler, and then 2019 was Carmella, and then Nia Jax with Chris Scott. 5-3 to Oliver at the end of round two.
You're actually a pretty decent quiz master, Nick.
I try too hard, that's what I'm...
This is the professional Nathan Cruz, and you are listening to Broken But Glorious Podcast, because like me, you are head to toe a pro. All
right, so should we start the Royal Rumble preview with the men's Royal Rumble? So Brock Lesnar's in at number one, so just how long do you reckon he'll last? If you don't think he's winning, who will be eliminating him?
I think he will last. This is what I'm hoping, which I guess will act well. But in fact, I'm going to say this again. I think he'll last about before the number third entrance comes out. So what's that, a minute? Is it a minute or two? I don't even know these days.
Isn't the rumour that Cain Velasquez will be number two and they'll somehow eliminate each other? That's so that then the Rumble will start. So number three. I've heard that rumour.
I'm going to raise you that to Matt Riddle. I think Matt Riddle comes out number two, boots him out straight away. He just goes, hey,
Matt Riddle comes out to Goldberg's music.
I would absolutely love that, though. Matt Riddle. I'm going to go Matt Riddle or Keith Lee. Running, so I hope it's Matt Riddle. Matt Riddle comes out number two, boots him out straight away. There you've got a WrestleMania main event worthy, Matt, in my opinion.
Keith Lee can pounce Brock Lesnar through a hedge before the match starts. For me, I would love, if Cain Velasquez isn't in the match, for him to distract Lesnar and for Mysterio to eliminate him, because just Mysterio has been fantastic since coming back. Probably last about halfway in the Rumble, I think.
He's going to work for half an hour.
No, he's just going to obliterate people and suplexes. So. And then he'll just, Brock Lesnar. He'll just do
I reckon
or he'll go the whole way and wrestle more than he has for the last year.
I reckon he might do 1994, about six people, he throws them out straight away. So he might last 10 minutes, but look dominant for them 10 minutes, and then somebody like Drew McIntyre comes out and...
See, I love Brock, and I'm looking forward to it either way. I'm a big fan, Lesnar fan still. I think Lesnar as well, he seems to be enjoying it a lot more as well. Like, I mean, last week on was outstap. That with R-Truth, I thought it was absolute class.
I'd have R-Truth come out number two.
He declared
a legend comes out number three, gets a big pop, gets thrown out straight away, and then...
You could have R-Truth look in the ring and say...
Slater comes out number four, gets thrown out.
R-Truth declared he wasn't in it anymore.
Yeah, but you could have R-Truth come out, because obviously he does random things, looks in the ring and says, you're not Paul Heyman, and then goes backstage.
Wow, you talk a lot. That's what I'm going for. Matt Riddle, early entrance. But in theory, it probably will be Cain Velasquez, won't it? But no, I hope it's Matt Riddle or fading that Keith Lee.
Would you have Goldberg as a surprise entrant then, Nick? Just because of their feud?
Nah. Seen it. Done. Bored with it.
Right, if you're talking about Goldberg, so which legends or NXT guys do you reckon would be entering? Do you want to do legends first? How many legends do you have? Two? Three? There's eight entrances. Entrances haven't been announced yet.
Yeah, but sometimes does that really matter? I swear sometimes announce people and being in it, like, are they really going to put both heavy machinery guys in it?
Well, they've announced them, though.
Does anyone really want to drop mods? With people like that, no, I've got no disrespect against Night or Otis, but I would much rather see, like, just a funny one. Like, I'd much rather see some, like, a random return rather than them to enter in it. They're a tag team. A tag team is good, but I mean, what...
They could be the two that get fed to Brock in the...
Yeah,
that,
that's boring. Like, I don't really
want to
see that. Just,
did you see the graphic for the Royal Rumble 2017? It was shown online, and one of the entrants was supposed to be Zack Sabre Jr.
Oh, really?
Really?
That would be quite.
He was
cool.
Actually on the.
Oh, because he was in the Cruiserweight Classic, wasn't he?
Cruiserweight Classic. Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Actually.
He was actually on the graphic. If you go and look for it, it's Zack Sabre Jr. is one of the names on the thing.
That's cool.
So some of the rumors I've heard today are Kane, Edge, Kane Velasquez, The Undertaker, and CM Punk.
CM Punk, yeah.
The best one I've heard about CM Punk is that Seth Rollins comes out to CM Punk's music.
Good way of getting here.
Booze.
Oh, I would love that.
Booze would happen. That would be great.
I would have a lot of time for that.
He could come out to CM Punk's first music, you know, This Fire Burns. That's basically Seth Rollins' MO now, isn't it? About burning it down. So come out to that and then. Cult personality.
You'll need the cult of personality to get the crowd to pop.
Yeah, I think you would. I think that would be quite cool, wouldn't it? But I think, legends wise, Edge would be quite cool. The thing is, I kind of just on the night just want to be surprised as anyone. Just so random, the better. I find
Did you hear about which friend of the show is rumored to be in it?
Virgil.
Jesus Christ. Shannon Moore was scheduled to be an event in Canada, but he's pulled out due to WWE commitment.
Ooh. Ooh. Bit of a random one, though. Right. Sorry, Shannon. That's what I like.
A friend of the show. Thanks for that, Nick.
Random the better, I say. I loved it a couple years ago. Hurricane Bunny. My favourite one. So my favourite one in recent years, I did love it. Was it 2015? Bubba Ray Dudley. I didn't expect that at all. Number 8 was like the Boogeyman. I just love really, really random ones.
I would pop if Shannon Moore came out. That interview would be back up on the website straight away. Look, we interviewed him.
Straight away, get some.
If they got 8 names to play with, then 4 legends and then 2 NXT and 2 NXT UK. That's how
I reckon the most to put on NXT. Either Walter or Tyler Bates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they'd probably go Keith Lee, Riddle, and Adam Cole, I'm guessing. The NXT guys.
Yeah. Gargano.
Gargano. Ciampa.
The basically no NXT.
I'll go 2 Legends, 5 NXT, and 1 day. I'll have to go Tyler Bates. And then Gargano, Ciampa, Cole, Riddle, Keith Lee.
Yeah, Tyler Bate for me, I reckon. And the 2 NXT guys, Velveteen Dream. I don't know, is he scheduled to be back soon? Or?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, what's happened to Velveteen Dream? Obviously, got taken out.
He's injured. I'll do the Dream and... maybe like... Go a bit random, maybe Damien Priest, like something like that, give them a bit of exposure.
He's a big guy. Pete Dunne, he's not as well.
I was going to say Pete Dunne, Birmingham Zone, by the rep of the Bronies. I don't know, just like Nick said, just be surprised. That's the best thing about it. Don't necessarily predict, just what happens. It'd be quite
I absolutely love the role. Can't wait.
Yeah. Who will be your Iron Man then? It's going to last the longest.
They used to do it for like an up-and-coming... If they're clever about it, they usually do it quite an up-and-coming sort of star. So you'd like to think... I think it'll be Matt Riddle from number 2 coming in. I reckon he'll survive quite a while before being eliminated by Seth.
I think based on what happened at Survivor Series, Keith Lee...
That'd be good.
Yeah, I think Keith Lee's your Iron Man.
I'm going to go Drew McIntyre. I think he's going to come in about number 10. And he's also going to be my next question. Who's going to eliminate the most people? I'm going to Drew McIntyre as well.
Keith Lee.
Yeah, I'll go for... Drew's not a bad shout, to be fair. Given that. Yeah, I'll go for Drew as well.
Right, who will be your final 4?
Really throwing the cards then. Edge, Matt Riddle, Seth Rollins, and Kevin Owens. I beg your pardon, Roman Reigns.
Drew McIntyre.
Yes, he's mine. Yep.
Keith Lee.
I'm going to get McIntyre, Roman.
I'll change mine from McIntyre from.
Drew McIntyre, Keith Lee. What happens when you haven't watched WWE since the VT Sport takeover? I mean, members on the roster.
I'm going to go Roman, Seth. Oh, Nakamura, maybe.
Yeah. Nakamura, and Adam Cole really put the spotlight on NXT, and then that'll be the next question, I'm sure.
I'm going to go McIntyre, Roman, Rollins, and then somebody from NXT, maybe Eric. Ben, all right, so then who's going to win? Who's going to main event WrestleMania for you?
Edge.
McIntyre's going to... I think McIntyre.
They've got to pull the trigger on him at some point, and this is probably one of the best opportunities they've got.
McIntyre versus Brock would be a great match, I think. If Brock's up for it, it could be a brilliant match. But then the rumour is Reigns versus Fiend, main event. Because you'd have to go unmasked so they could do the red light. Nick, who's your favourite? Edge.
Edge, yep. Edge, I'm going for. Number 30, he'll win the whole thing.
I can see him being in it and maybe getting like a mid level title match at Mania. I can't see him getting a world title match. Right, shall we? Before we get onto the Women's Rumble, should we just fly through the rest of the matches? So maybe just a sentence on who you think is going to win. So Fiend versus Bryan in a strap match. I hate strap matches for the Universal title.
The Fiend.
Doesn't really work for the Fiend. The Fiend as well.
Yeah, same here. Becky Lynch versus Oscar. Will she revenge last year's?
Yeah, Becky Lynch.
That's going to be a match of the night. Becky Lynch.
I kind of like the idea of just being Oscar being the one piece. But yeah, Becky Lynch. I'm going to go. Then Reigns versus Corbin. Falls counts anywhere.
Yeah, Roman Reigns.
Dog food match. Yeah. I still refuse to call him Shorty J. His name's Chad Gable.
Yeah, good, yeah.
Versus Sheamus. Do you reckon this will be on the main card, or do you reckon this will be a pre-show?
Don't they usually do like a stupid tag team qualifier match for the Rumble on the pre-show?
They have done,
it's
yeah.
I'm guessing it's going to be like a two-hour pre-show, so they get a couple of matches, because do you reckon Humberto Carrillo versus Andrade could be on the pre-show as well?
Sheamus is winning that because he's just come back, isn't he?
Yeah.
I'll go for Sheamus.
Yes, and then we've got Bailey versus Gable.
It'd be great if somebody like Gable was like the Iron Man in the Rumble. That'd be quite cool.
Too short.
And the final one, we've got Bailey versus Lacey Evans. Smackdown.
Bailey.
Yeah, Bailey.
Is it non-title, did you say, Chris?
It's title.
Oh, yeah, still Bailey.
Yeah, I can see Bailey versus
Banks. Hopefully we'll see her and Sasha Banks fall apart somehow and wrestle each other at WrestleMania.
Snoop Dogg and Sasha Banks, we're the best, y'all.
All right, so then we've got the Women's Royal Rumble. So as of lunchtime today, only four women have been announced. So you've got Charlotte Bliss, Nikki Cross and Sarah Logan. So unless somebody's been announced in the last couple of hours.
Who was the four again, Chris? Sorry.
Charlotte, Alexa Bliss, Nikki Cross, and Sarah Logan.
Oh, okay.
So I'm guessing there's going to be loads of NXT stars in this. So do you want to do some... Which, do you reckon there'll be any legends in? There wasn't any legends last year.
Yeah, there wasn't any legends, was there? I know the year before they like put loads of legends in. I think there'll probably be a few. There'll be a few in there. Maybe you might get like someone like Melina or someone. Not being there before. I think
Melina's in that.
NWA.
NWA at the moment.
Oh, is she? Okay. Yeah. I don't know then. Yeah, you might get. There might be a few. Trish, maybe.
Molly Holly's in decent shape. She did well a couple of years ago, didn't she?
Well, to be fair, Trish is still in great shape. Her match against Charlotte wasn't exactly crap this year. That was good. So she could potentially be in it.
Victoria? Yeah. I'd like to see Victoria.
Yeah, Victoria would be cool to see her back. She was in the first one. I'm trying to think of wrestlers, lady wrestlers, female wrestlers who could be in it, given the ones who haven't been in the Rumble yet. It would be quite a nice touch. So just thinking about, because obviously the first Rumble, there was a lot of legends. So, yeah, I don't believe Victoria was in that.
I think half of it was with legends, wasn't it?
I think they only had 19
women on the roster.
Yeah, exactly. Which is fair enough back then. And I think that's always going to be pretty much the cut. I know last year they did all right, but there's a lot of NXT, which is, I suppose, a good way to go. I think Legends, yeah, there might be a few.
Okay. They'll have to bulk it out of NXT. There's quite a few injuries in the women's division at the moment, so they'll have to bulk it out of quite a few NXT girls, I think, this year. So could we see Taya Valkyrie? Her Impact deal is up really soon.
The fact that she's still the champion, you would not think that was possible.
I'm saying it's literally 2 weeks until her Impact deal's up.
Mm-hmm.
3 weeks. WWE could buy out her contract. It's only a couple of weeks on it.
Morrison being Rumble.
Sorry? I don't think
say about Morrison doing anything in the Rumble, really.
Him and Kofi having a parkour off. Who can have the weirdest way to stay in the match? Will we see about possible Nia Jax return or Ronda Rousey? Because she's gone quiet recently, Ronda Rousey.
There's a few, though, isn't there? Ember Moon as well, Naomi. I haven't seen them on TV for a while.
I know Nia Jax close to being fit.
Roddy Piper, there's a Japanese fat boy dust stop up in Mills versus Birmingham. But it's gone down injured. Phase continued. We've scored a goal and they've disallowed it. Unbelievable.
I can see Jax.
Pregnation vacation doesn't seem to be happening, so she could come back for a short run, and maybe not be in the match, but maybe help Baszler win the match.
Obviously, when we get into it, she's my prediction to win the whole thing.
What, Rousey or Baszler?
Baszler.
Yeah.
Yeah, Baszler's a good shout.
Okay, so what about your Iron Woman?
Candice LeRae.
She'll be good.
Yeah.
She needs to do something apart from being everybody's best friend. I mean, she needs to have a proper
good role. Yeah, maybe she's kind of, you know, the slow burn of Becky Lynch. Remember when she was everyone's friend?
Yeah.
And she just says, screw it, I'm the best women's wrestler in the world. And I'm just going to go and prove it. So, yeah. She needs to be the Iron Woman, I think. And every time she's been given the spotlight, she's shone as brightly as anyone. Look at the Io Shirai feud. You know.
Yeah, I'd love it. It was a showdown between them two at some point in the match.
Well, it was a bit of a showdown in the Battle Royal at last week's NXT, wasn't there?
That was a perfectly booked Battle Royal, I thought. It was one of my favourite Battle Royals I've seen for ages. I'm going to go Charlotte. I can't see Charlotte winning it, but I think they still want to keep her relevant. So given her the Iron Woman and probably most eliminations, keep her strong. But I can't see her having a title match at WrestleMania, but keep us relevant.
I know Dakota Kai came out and cost Tegan Nox her spot in the Battle Royal, but how come she wasn't in it?
Yeah.
Was that explained?
No. Nick?
Sorry, you cut out there. Could you just read the question?
So who's going to be your Iron Woman and who do you think will eliminate the most wrestlers?
Iron Woman, I'm going to go for someone who's been booked quite well, I guess, on Raw and SmackDown, which I'm struggling to. I mean, Iron Woman, I'll go for Charlotte Flair. Charlotte Flair, just a solid pick. And Shayna's win the whole thing.
Okay, Shayna who'll be
at WrestleMania's money, isn't it?
Shayna versus Becky, I think it was going to be amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
My final four would be Shayna, Banks, Charlotte. Oh, maybe LeRae, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Or Shirai.
Razor, Flair, Banks, and Ember Moon, I reckon, is the final four.
Nia Jax comes in at number 30 and like clears the ring apart from them three.
Well, I like quite like with Jax, I would quite like a return, a bit like Big Show's return in 2001. She clears out the ring and someone just knocks her out, a bit like The Rock did.
yeah.
So like you could even use that as Ember Moon or someone.
My final four, Baszler, Flair, Sasha Banks and Candice LeRae.
And we all think Baszler's going to win.
Yeah. And it'd be great to see Mercedes Martinez in the Rumble as well.
I like it.
No one deserves it more.
This is the infamous Cameron Solis, and you're listening to Broken But Glorious.
All right, so it's time for the final round of A Question of Sports Entertainment.
Excellent. Okay, so it's currently, as we said, Oliver 5-3. Chris, though, as you did win the power question at the start, you will be going first this time. So I want you to name me World Rumble winners, along with the Rumble, so the year of the Rumble. But just to make it even more harder, the position that wrestler came out of. Okay, does that make sense? So you've got to name the wrestler that won, the year, and the number they came out of. Again, I'll be I won't be lenient.
That time, for so. 3 points or 1 point, Nick?
For 1 point. You've got to do your best to earn just
good
one.
Grace.
Three answers just for the 1 point. So it's harder than a math exam and a science exam.
Okay.
Any complaints to that, you've got to take out of my solicitor. so Chris to start.
Ric Flair, 92, number 3.
Correct.
Okay. Shawn Michaels, 1995, number 1.
Correct. Chris is going.
Triple H, 2016-30.
Correct. Follow this guy.
Roman Reigns, 2017-30.
Incorrect.
Yokozuna, 27-1993.
Correct.
Shawn Michaels, 1996, number 2.
Incorrect.
What?
John Cena, number 30, 2008.
Correct.
Wow, stolen all my answers.
Oliver's fourth guy. Three
friends. Wow.
10 seconds.
Stone Cold Steve Austin, number 2, 1999.
Incorrect. In more ways than one. Chris.
Yeah, no, I just realised.
Chris, your last go.
Hacksaw Jim Duggan, 1988, number 13.
That's 5 out of 5 for this round, Chris.
How's that Google working for you, Chris?
No, I watched all these the other day. I watched loads of Rumbles at the weekend.
Oliver, your last go.
Four for me.
So what's the score?
Chris is on 8 points and Oliver's on 6 points. Chris is on 8 points, Oliver's on 6 points.
And this is my last one, so I've lost anyway, haven't I?
You have lost anyway, but a bit of pride.
Oh, God. There's no pride when it comes to it. No idea. Right, so I need the winner, the name,
and the year,
and the number.
Correct.
Good grief. Roman Reigns, 2014, random number 25.
Incorrect in more ways than one. So at the end of that round, Chris 5, Oliver 1. Overall totals 8, Oliver 6. So. Fantastic comeback by Chris, but a great effort by Oliver.
I enjoyed that quiz. Yeah, it's hot.
Okay, 1988, Hacksaw Jim Duggan 13. Chris got that right. 1989, Big John Studd 27. 1990, Hulk Hogan 25. 1991, Hulk Hogan 24. 1992, Ric Flair 3, Chris got that right. 1993, Yoke 27, Chris got that right. 1994, joint winners, Lex Luger 23 and Bret Hart 27. 1995, Shawn Michaels at 1, Oliver got that right. 1996, Shawn Michaels at 18. It was 18, Oliver, Shawn Michaels came out 18. That year.
Jeez.
1997, Stone Cold 5. 1998, Stone Cold 24. 1999, which was Vince McMahon at number 2, Oliver. So you got the 2 right, but you got the wrong wrestler for that one. 2000, The Rock 24. 2001, Stone Cold 21. 2002, Triple H 22. 2003, Brock Lesnar 29. 2004, Chris Benoit number 1. 2005, Batista 28. 2006, Rey Mysterio 2. 2007, Undertaker 30. 2008, John Cena 30, which Chris got. 2009, Randy Orton 8. 2010, Edge at 29. 2011, Alberto Del Rio at 38, because that was the two men that year. 2012, Sheamus 22. 2013, John Cena at 19. 2014, Batista at 28. 2015, Roman Reigns at 19. So that was the year that Reigns won it, Oliver. It was 2015, okay. And he was at 19 that year. 2016, 30, Triple H. Chris got that right. 2017 was Randy Orton, 23. 2018 was Oscar, 25. Shinsuke Nakamura at 14. And in 2019, Becky Lynch at 28. And Seth Rollins at 10. I forgot Becky was at 8. So I was doubting Wikipedia earlier. I was like, because I saw she was 29.
She replaced Lana, didn't
you? Yeah, but then I remember because Nia Jax came at 29. But I was like, I swear Nia Jax beat her up when she obviously eliminated. But then I remember earlier on the night, she hurt her ankle, Lana, during the Nakamura Rusev match. So mm-hmm. I remember her limping out, and then Jax just being a bit of a bitch anyway, and just thought she was an attacker on her way down to the ring. So
yeah,
and that's when Becky came out after the entrance. After Carmella came out at 30, Becky came down. Finley there in the match. Mm-hmm. Actually, a really good Rumble last year, women's match. Well, about both Rumbles were good, to be fair. It was actually a really good show last year.
The women's was a bit of a slow burn. It was once Charlotte came in, it was amazing after that.
Yeah, it was class the end. But yeah, congratulations to Chris. You've won the Royal Rumble quiz.
Well, thank you.
Hi everyone, it's Oliver Newman here, three-time pro wrestling author. And for myself, if you want to support me and my work, you can buy my books, A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, where I focus on the British wrestling scene. My book on WWE in 2016, A Fan's Perspective, 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE. And my book on WrestleMania 24, A Fan's Perspective, How My Lifelong Dream Became a Nightmare. You can buy them on Amazon in paperback and Kindle, Kindle Instantaneous and Kindle Unlimited for free. Or if you would like a signed copy, you can get in contact with me on a Big Cartel, fansperspective.bigcartel.com. Thank you very much.
All right, so there's our predictions for the shows. It should be an amazing weekend, I think.
I might even be back live tweeting for the show on Sunday.
Oh, wow. Ooh. That'd be good.
I'll try. You can see a lack of activity on me tweeting, or even in the group chat, Chris. You'll notice you've got rights to ring me up and make me wake and make sure I'm awake. So if I just quiet,
I'll be using all my energy to stay awake. So yeah, I did do live tweeting 2 years ago.
Hey.
Well, the women's one where all the legends were coming out, about as much as I did. So.
Yeah.
Well, as you get quite fed up with it, but
it'd be quite cool if we're all live tweeting different opinions.
Alright, so we have plenty of interviews coming up in the next couple of weeks. I hope you enjoyed our one with Ocean County wrestling owner Chris Classic. We have the 2019 Ring Announcer of the Year, Mad Dog Mike Angus. And we have the Paradox coming back on. I'm at a charity event on Thursday, and the promoter said that I can get there early and do some interviews, so I'm really excited for that. If you enjoy our show, check us out on Twitter, BBGWPod. Check out our website, bbgwrestling.com. Oh. Check out all the latest articles we have on the show. And have a really great weekend. It's going to be two amazing shows. I'm so excited. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, everyone.